Cowboys Falcons this weekend with the Cowboys possibly, maybe getting back two key pieces on their defense in Micah Parsons and Deron Bland. Just to give you some updates, both of those guys did not practice yesterday with Micah Parsons dealing with an ankle injury and Deron Bland dealing with a foot injury. But if they do get those guys back, does that make you concerned over what the Falcons offense will be able to do?
Yeah.
Especially with Parsons.
I think that a month ago, and Bo and I just went through the October 3rd down numbers, and I think a month ago I'm a lot more concerned, right? And it sounds to me, reading through the tea leaves, and Mike McCarthy saying that Deron Bland is expected to kind of suit up and practice today, but he still thinks Micah Parsons is going to be off to the side, kind of working with the injured group. If I'm reading through that, I'm saying, okay, Deron Bland may be back sooner than Micah Parsons. I don't know that Deron Bland scares me. Here's what I will say. Kirk Cousins does a great job of getting the ball out very quickly, right? And Deron Bland, known as a guy who likes to jump routes and can get hit by the double move, we don't see a lot of the double moves from this Atlanta Falcons offense, even when we've hit plays down the field. I mean, I guess you could say Kyle Pitts hit a double move on a little, you know, sluggo last week at the top of his route where he shoves a guy, you know, shoves a guy off of him. But other than that, we usually don't have terribly long developing, you know, downfield shots the way you see some other teams hit in the NFL. So Deron Bland could be an issue. And look, Trayvon Diggs is the same way. And they kind of like the jump routes and they kind of work in tandem in that. But it doesn't terrify me specifically. And Bo, I'll get your thoughts on this as well. The reason is I expect us to run the ball a lot. They've been very bad against the run. They've been very bad at running it. And our game plan has to revolve around Bijan and Tyler, and the efficiency that has been our running game needs to be what carries us to victory on Sunday.
I actually think, maybe I'm wrong, maybe you feel differently. I think we always go into a game planning to run the ball. Like I think this team is its best when you can get Bijan and Tyler Algier rolling, and then you use that and really open everything else up. Now, I think we've done it both ways. I think the beauty, the most complimentary thing I think I could say about Zach Robinson, what he's done so far, is he has stuck to his – he's absolutely stuck to the fact that I'm going to take what they're giving me, and we're going to exploit what they're showing us, whether it's in the run game or the pass game, and we're not going to commit to either one. Like, we're not going to be the guys that bang our head against the wall to say that we had a number hit 49-51 or 51-49 the other way on if we run or pass. But I think they come out to begin with most of the time and want to see if they can get traction in the run game.
Well, that's a testament to Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson and what they've done when it comes to the run game this season. You have two guys that you're confident in, so that would be the approach going into every game. I do agree with you.
Yeah, and there, Tiff, they where this offense started and where they're at are is what we tell people, have some patience with teams, right, early in the season. Tiff, we talked about earlier, going into October, they were 29th in the league in third down conversions at 26%. And that was starting the month of October. They are now 12th in the league at 39.6%. You could actually do that, though, with the running numbers. At one point in time, this was one of the worst rushing offenses attacks in the league. They're now at 15th at 120, right at 121. At one point, they were one of the lowest scoring teams. They're now 12th in the league, just a point under 25. And I'm telling you, if you score 25 points a game, you're winning most games.
Yeah. There's some the numbers that I pulled away from Warren Sharp earlier today that kind of back up your point, Bo. And Warren Sharp puts out, after averaging 1.79 points per drive of their opening four games, that was 20th in the league, 1.79 points per drive in their opening four games, Atlanta has now averaged 2.77 points per drive in their past four games. That's third in the NFL, the way you've played over the month of October, which kind of, you know, brings home what you and I were talking about, third down percentage. You also continue to be one of the more explosive running teams in the league. 43.7% of your runs have gained five or more yards. 43.7% of your running plays have gained five or more yards. The highest rate by a mile in the NFL. So while Derrick Henry is hitting home runs and creating explosives, the efficient run team, the most efficient running team in the NFL, when you talk about just gaining 5 yards, successful runs, has been the Atlanta Falcons, the highest rate in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, Bijan Robinson touched the ball 20 times last week for 106 yards. That's over 5 yards a touch. Now, I know that he had 7 catches, but that's still, and he had 13 carries, but that's a good clip. Every time, think about it, every time he touches the ball, you're halfway to a first down. He touches the ball twice in the same series of downs. It's a first down. Yeah. So tell me teams don't want to key in on that, because I'm going to tell you something. They do.
Yeah.
No, they definitely do. But does it concern you at all that you're getting a Dallas Cowboys team that, this is not my word, but some people would say that maybe they're on the desperate side. Maybe they're thirsty for a win. Maybe this could be what they would deem as a try to get right game.
Yeah, I think they would say it's a must win, back against the wall, to your point. Yeah, it always, first off, every game in the NFL concerns me.
Yes.
And at this point, who was it? Was what was the nice lady's name that called in, I think, yesterday and said
Sarah,
and she's like, I'm worried about home games these days.
Yeah.
And I'm not worried about road games. Yeah. Should I go travel? And it's a good point, because we have been much better on the road. We've played 5 home games and we're 2-3, I think. We're 3-0 on the road.
But to her point, so has Dallas. Dallas has been a better team. They've had the doors blown off of them at home multiple times this year.
Detroit.
So, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, they've had the doors blown off of them at home, so they play better on the road, which, look, you can only take so much away from that. It still comes down to executing, comes down to noise, but I think the way we know that Cowboys fans travel and what I think we would all expect to see in Mercedes-Benz Stadium I'm hoping that doesn't come to fruition. And I'm hoping the Falcons fans, especially shout out to our guys over in the Nest, that can make Dallas feel like they are an away team when they come to Mercedes-Benz Stadium this weekend.
Yeah, let's have a rejuvenated crowd. We just came off a big road win. Let's get loud.
Let's support our first place Falcon.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm.